Joining us now is Todd Binsman. Todd has been very busy this week reporting and all over the national news, if you've been watching, and social media, and testifying before a committee there on Capitol Hill. He joins us tonight via phone as he's about to speak at an event in the Midwest. Todd, thanks for joining us tonight.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Todd, you have been warning with your book, I mean, that this was coming. This is what your book was really all about, the collapse of our border. It has collapsed, and now this huge flood of illegal immigrants headed our direction. We had Michael Yawn on for the other night for 45 minutes. He had many complimentary things to say about you and your great work and reporting. Tell us why this is bad and about to get a lot worse.
So you may remember I've been on your show a few times talking about this. They ended Title 42 in mid-May. That was the pushback policy. Everybody gets pushed back, except under Biden, they weren't really pushing everybody back. But anyway, they ended it and replaced it with something that they promised us was going to be really Trumpian tough on the immigrants. If you cross illegally, we're going to do all these terrible things to you, deportation, et cetera. We want you to apply through the CBP One app on your phone and come in over the bridges, over the land ports. If you don't, we're going to be mean to you. So there was this pause. A couple of months, the numbers were kind of down, but we all, those of us who were familiar with the regulations, saw all these loopholes. So we predicted that within a month or two, the numbers would spike again. That's where we are now. The immigrants figured out that if they crossed, that none of those bad things would happen to them. And so now those numbers of crossings are just skyrocketing all along the border, everywhere from California to Texas. The immigrants have discovered that they get in. They are being allowed in. Everybody gets in. And when they do get in, they go to these cities and they get everything paid for, you know, meals and housing and medical and dental and everything. So the whole world now is aware that the administration is just letting everybody who comes to the border in for that. And what Michael Yawn is seeing in Darien Gap right now, 80,000, 85,000 came through just last month. That's just unheard of. Usually you might have 8,000 in a year come through that Darien Gap. So 80,000 in a single month. And, you know, he's probably looking at, you know, 150,000 right now for this month. What they're looking at down there, and all of those people are telling the journalists who ask that they're coming now because the administration is letting them in. it's that simple. And so I predict that the fall and winter are going to be the worst of the worst migration crisis in U.S. history. I mean, we have just, it's been awful. Millions and millions of people flooding over the border already, but the worst is coming. And you can see it in Michael Yawn's reporting down there in the Darien Gap. It's just unbelievable. It's unimaginable, actually, the floods that are on the way. And already at our border, I was just down there last week, just hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands, 7,000, 8,000 a day are coming across already because we're letting them all in. And so many are coming that the administration has ordered Border Patrol all along the entire length of the border to cease enforcement operations, meaning don't go after drug smugglers, don't go after runners, come in and just process everybody in. And that's just unprecedented. Something like that is an emergency. When they do that, it means all hands on deck to just keep the ship afloat. And we're in that right now. So, you know, I don't mean to, you know, be hyperbolic or sound hyperbolic or anything, but what's happening right now, is truly beyond the American experience. And that's saying a lot when you look back at just the last 2.5 years.
Mm. Well, even the folks in New York today, this is all over the national news. I mean, you said it. I don't know if you remember saying it, But you said on this broadcast, I wish we had marked it and grabbed it and could replay it right now. You said this story will be so big, the mainstream media will not be able to ignore it. And you know what, Todd? Today, this has been all over. This is being discussed in the last few days on The View. The View. The girls on The View are discussing what to do with all these illegal immigrants. Fox News is covering it. This is being covered all over the news. And one reason is because folks in New York of all political stripes have had enough. Watch this clip that's going viral on social media. Listen and watch this. Hopefully there's no cursing. Here we go. Close the border, send them back. Keep it right there. I'm going to show more. This is AOC trying to speak in New York. Close the border, send them back. There was a huge crowd with barriers to keep them away from the elected officials. And the people, and I'm telling you, it looks like they're from all political stripes. Let's play a little more. I mean, they can't even get their press conference done. The people are physically angry. Todd, one of them, the security had to push a guy back through the barriers. These people are angry. They've taken over some of the hotels. They're taking over the streets. Of course, this is in New York. You know what's so ironic, though? I want to go back to the point. You said months ago when we and just a few shows were covering this, months ago, last year, you said this would become so big even the mainstream media will not be able to ignore it. Well, here we are. Todd Bensman predicted the future and got it right once again.
Well, I wish I could cite brilliance for making that prediction, but really it was just so obvious. This is so obvious. You cannot have millions upon millions of people, foreign nationals, pour over that border and not be noticed. I mean, it's just...
What'd you think about their comments?
In fact, here's that guy that we were just seeing. I think this is the guy, and I apologize for bringing that audio up too fast. Here's the guy we just saw in the footage in the jumpsuit. The bald gentleman in the jumpsuit was shoved back behind the barriers by security and so angry. Apparently, Fox News grabbed him. Let's see why he's so angry.
I think that AOC, you know, when she came out and other members of Congress and they had this press conference, what'd you think about their comments?
They will never be allowed to walk down the streets again. Yes. They have destroyed our city, and New York, especially Queens,
is
woken up.
All right, let's pull away from this. You see the...
Okay, it was too much for Fox, so they weren't sure what he's going to say. These people are angry, Todd.
Well, it's important to note, I mean, at least politically, that these are Democrats. The constituencies that are the angriest about this are Black inner city communities in Chicago and D.C. and New York, working class people out on Staten Island. And these are people that would normally vote Democratic. And I think this is going to make a difference in the national election. Unfortunately, nothing's going to happen. The Biden administration shows no inclination whatsoever. They won't acknowledge that there's some kind of an unusual thing happening at the border. They refuse to even acknowledge it. You know, I was just testifying yesterday in front of a subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee, and all the Democrats on that subcommittee were like, "What's the big deal? There's no border crisis."
Wait a minute.
This is great.
Are they that?
I think it's great.
Are they out of the loop? Are they not seeing the footage? Are they not watching the social media? They don't see any of that?
No, they don't want to see it. They're not going to see it. I mean, I'm going to guess that you might have seen that footage. I can't tell who's. It sounds like Fox News pulled that guy. They don't watch Fox News. And I don't think their media is covering this much, although I did see who's that CNN guy, Fareed? Help me out, Zakaria.
Yeah, I don't know his name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
He's a liberal. He's a diehard liberal, and he wrote a column in the Washington Post, which I tweeted out today, earlier today. I couldn't believe it. That guy is an open borders guy, and his entire column, he nailed it. He said, you know, the Democrats are going to lose in the upcoming elections, the state, local, and national elections on this issue because they've angered Democratic constituencies in the cities all across America, and they have to stop this at the border if they want to fix this. Well, man, that's Fareed Zakaria, if I'm saying that right, who is a kind of a personality on CNN.
And, let me, in fact, I'm going to go to that article in your Twitter feed here in just a second. Here is One America News. Here is One America News interviewing someone on the street. This is a black lady. I know you're on phone, so you don't know. And you were just speaking to the fact that this is upsetting many people in New York of all people groups. But there are a lot of black Americans that are speaking up and speaking out as to what this is doing to their community and their city and jobs and other things. Listen to what this lady has to say.
My message is close the border, vet these people. Like, how come they get to cut the line in front of millions of people waiting? They're waiting to come to America the right way, but they get, like, pushed in front, the migrants, the illegal migrants. They get everything. They put them first, put Americans last. We need to be America first, not Americans last.
Do you think that AOC was responsive to messages like this?
No, she cut her little press conference early because of us. She kept on talking the same thing, housing for migrants, work for migrants. But what about our homeless veterans? What about our homeless Americans? She puts the migrants first, us last.
Wow, very articulate. She's also wearing American flag, this lady is. So again, this is clearly someone that's for American values.
Well, you know, this has been going on actually for months now in cities like Chicago, for example.
Sorry, Mom, I in again. Sorry, keep going.
Where local city council chambers are packed to the rafters with black community members who are just furious with Chicago for spending $50 million a month on illegal immigrants when they've been begging for a fraction of that to be invested in their communities for like decades. And the answer is always no. And so you've got, you know, Denver declaring a disaster. You have Massachusetts. I mean, these are Democratic blue precincts declaring emergencies. You're hearing this in New York because New York's the biggest and the noisiest, and you have their mayor is, you know, very loud about this. But if you Google like any other city, you know, or state, you know, Nebraska and illegal immigrants, you'll see that this is happening all across America. They're just not as loud about it. The media is not, their local medias aren't covering it, but you can see it in the, you can interpret it in the media that coverage that there is. This is a nationwide phenomenon. This is 150 cities and towns. This isn't just New York. This is all across America. Every single city is having this problem filled with unfunded immigrant burdens, financial burdens, and asking for federal bailouts. And it's been going on for, I don't know. I mean, I started noticing this about a year ago. It's just becoming sort of popularized in some of the news media now because, you know, the mayor of New York has a big podium and he's screaming and yelling. And by the way, 100,000, he's talking about 100,000 migrants that are in his town. But I mean, trust me, there are way more than 100,000 there. They've been going to New York they've been going to New York for a year and a half, 18 months before you ever heard the first peep.
Absolutely.
Out of New York. I mean, there are stories about the school systems in the New York area just staggering under the burden a year and a half ago, mostly in the conservative press. So, I mean, it's taken a really long time. Must be really, really bad to have gotten.
Well, it's so bad, as you said. It's so bad that CNN's, as you said, CNN's Farhad Zarika, here it is, Democrats need to admit they're wrong on immigration. That's his article today that you retweeted. I found it in your Twitter feed. So there it is.
Yeah, yeah, stunning, but he's right. I mean, I don't agree with that guy on anything. Probably most of your audience wouldn't either. But and when you read his piece, he's got it mostly right. One thing that all of the media is getting wrong about this is that this is all the result of Greg Abbott putting people on buses. That is not what did this. I mean, Greg Abbott, for one thing, never put anybody on a bus. All he does is he offers free bus rides to volunteer to people that were going there anyway. And he provided about 13,000 with free voluntary bus passage over there. But this had been going on in all these cities for a year and a half before Greg Abbott ever put the first bus on the road with the free passage.
Mm-hmm.
All of those. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here's a tweet you retweeted. Jenny Tayer said, tried to take a pic and document a group of unaccompanied minors here at the Houston airport, but the aid worker accompanying them got up and tried to block me from getting pics of the backs of their heads. I asked her who she worked for. She wouldn't tell me. And I said, she told me I couldn't talk with him. I wonder where these children are going. Will they be released to legitimate sponsors? Or will they be three more to add to the 85,000 that are unaccounted for? Will they work at an underground job and be exploited? We need answers, and no one is talking. And you retweeted that, and you said, ditto, I've met many at the border. They're coached to play the wandering orphan waif and never to talk about who paid massive sums for their passages, where their parents actually are, or any route details or where they're headed. Half the ones I've met look 20 or older. I saw Border Patrol root out age liars. They come because Biden gonna let us all minors under 17 guaranteed 100%. That's what they tell you, huh, Todd?
Yeah, I mean, the reason they're we've had 400,000. I mean, this is just, the numbers are just staggering. 400,000 unaccompanied minors, quote unquote, come over the border in the last 2.5 years. And the reason is that they're answering the Biden government's clarion call of, if you're 17 or under, we're letting you in, guaranteed. Everybody gets in. Anybody who's 17 and crosses that border, or younger and crosses that border alone, we're letting you in. And we're going to pay for all of your expenses while we find a relative or a foster family for you. And we're going to pay for your flight to whatever city or state you want to go. And that's what Jenny Tayer saw there. You know, it was another one of these flights, or they call them ghost flights sometimes because they were in the middle of the night. And but the problem is that you know, the migrant children that are being brought over are heavily coached. You can tell. I've interviewed tons of them, or tried to. Last week, I must have interviewed 25 of them. I mean, they just were coming in. They come in right off the river, and the Border Patrol separates them out and says, okay, all you guys stand over here. Half of them do look like they're 20 or older. I did see them root out liars who were, you know, Border Patrol on the spot was able to figure out. Border Patrol has these phones, and they take a picture, and then the pictures can be compared to other pictures that were taken previously of the same people if there was one. And so they found, you know, prior photos of some of these people, these kids or, you know, adults that had their true age, you know, so then they were like, all right, you're lying. You step over here, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of fraud that goes on and they're coached. The place where I met a whole bunch last week, the other side of the river was very, very tightly controlled cartel territory, CDN. Nobody crosses through there unless you pay $9,000 or $10,000. And so each one of these little 10 and 11 and 15-year-old unaccompanied minors, somebody paid that freight for them.
And who
crossed through there?
Why? Who would pay that amount of money for a little child unless there is nefarious reasons? Are they being brought here to be, as the lady tweeted, to work underground and, you know, be exploited for work? Or is it sex trafficking?
There undoubtedly is some of that. We already know that there's some of that. But most likely, a parent is already in the United States working. And they crossed over at a time before the unaccompanied minors were being let in. Like Trump would push them all back to Mexico. Biden would let it. So a lot of parents just left their kids behind and they were sending money. And now they're like, well, if we can get little Jose up here, he can join us. So they will send the money home to pay for the smuggling, and then they cross over. And I think that's what's going on in the majority of cases.
Here's a tweet by Bill Mulligan. I think he is with Fox. He said, Mulligan, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Mulligan.
Thank you. Watch as Border Patrol mass releases hundreds of illegal migrants to a city in San Diego as CBP facilities are overcrowded. Migrant, it's no problem if I go to Chicago. BP agent, you can do whatever you want. You're free. Wow. And then right before that is a tweet of, I don't know, this is down there, I think, at the Darien Gap, and it is like a massive, massive flood of migrants walking through a river, snaking around, water up to almost their knees. I mean, that's down the Darien Gap, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they'll all be here in a week or two.
And, of course, when you say they'll be here in a week or two, where are they going to house them? They're running out of hotels in New York. They're running out of facilities. We just heard that there. They're running out of facilities in San Diego.
That's what I'm saying is that what you're seeing in these big cities is nothing compared to what's coming.
So you're saying we're about to see a massive, massive homeless crisis with homeless people everywhere.
You haven't seen anything yet. What's about to hit, because, you know, listen, those people are coming in rainy season. Rainy season in the Darien Gap, nobody likes to travel. And look at the crowds in there in rainy season. Wait till it dries up this fall. And you are going to, I mean, they're going to be just flooding America in a way that is just simply you can't ignore it anymore. You just can't. We're at that point now where it's critical mass, and this is going to become a major sustained international story.
And I guess in conclusion, we have to say, as when you have war, and I believe this is part of war, I think this is part of the new way of warfare. That's my opinion. I think this is, again, collapsing the border on purpose, erasing borders, erasing sovereignty, creating the Cloward-Piven strategy of collapsing America, collapsing our infrastructure, our schools, our police, crime spikes, all the things that go with that, housing, all of it. It's to collapse America. And I believe when I talk to experts like Trevor Loudon and others, they tell me many Americans are missing the point that there is a lot of communist and enemy state nations behind helping fund this, promote this, advertise this, push people this direction. We know from your reporting that the UN is down there all along the way. We've seen the screenshots from Michael Yon. The UN is down there. The European Union Commission or the European Union, we've seen their logos on stuff Michael's tweeted. We're seeing Agenda 2030 billboards in downtown Panama. We know that's about no nations, no sovereignty, that immigrants can go and people can go wherever they want. That's their right. We'll get everybody chipped and everybody can go wherever they want based on the chip. So we know that whenever you have a crisis like this, just as when you go to war, not everybody goes to war for the same reason. Different people go to war for different purposes. This is a crisis and a war, and different groups are doing it for different reasons. Some to collapse America, some to create chaos, financial chaos, crime, some because they want to create racial tensions. They want to see America, they are a bunch of racist people. Look at how they're acting to all these darker skinned people that have come in here. It only proves what we've been telling you. They're all a bunch of racist, greedy people. They all have their narrative they want to use this for. But then there are those, as you and I talked off the air, that are doing it for the money. In conclusion, tell us your thoughts on what I just said, and how are groups, NGOs, non-government organizations, and others, how are they making buco bucks on this?
Well, so first of all, the senior advisors in the Biden administration, the White House, DHS, State Department, all of the USCIS, I mean, all the political appointees, very unusually come from the non-governmental organizations that advocate for migrants, for resettlement, for refugee region. These are organizations that are nonprofits, and they are the ones that orchestrated the policies that you are seeing right now, where we let everybody in. And once they engendered and constructed this crisis with millions of people crossing over, they stepped forward, their organization stepped forward and said, we can help you manage this. And the Biden administration agreed to let hundreds of these organizations help them manage the crisis that they created. And that means federal contracts in the billions of dollars for hundreds of NGOs, for FEMA to pass through cash, for the State Department to pass through cash. There's a brand new program I just came out, another one where they're like, yeah, we're going to recruit all these NGOs to help us manage this for the next year, and renewable for, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts. Well, you know, that is the American story, where you have an industry that says, hey, we're having a war. Well, we can change our factories to make tanks instead of cars. And we can make our factories make army mess kits instead of regular pots and pans. The NGOs are saying, hey, we'll take your $150 million contract and you manage the crisis that we started. So I think this is an old story. We've seen this over and over again. Eisenhower warned about this famously, the military industrial complex. Watch out for them. Don't let them get too much control of our foreign policy and government, or we'll be at war forever. And the NGO industrial complex actually got control of our immigration system, and now they're cashing in, and they have been for 2.5 years. The day, I've said this before, the day the border is under control is the day that the money stops.
Mm. Well, here's the book, folks. It's called Overrun: How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in the U.S. It came out February 21st, 2023, right on time. Not too early, not too late. Right on time to get people educated and ready for what's happening now. And Todd is very good at looking at the trends and telling you what's coming. And you can see his Twitter handle there, @BensmanTodd. If you follow him like I do, you can get these daily reports on what's happening. But you should get his book, Overrun. You can order it at toddbensman.com, toddbensman.com. You can get it on Amazon. He works with cis.org, cis.org. And so he's telling you now, you just wait. if they're coming in these kind of numbers during the rainy season and going through dangerous flash floods, and there are dangerous flash floods. We just saw something from Ben Berquam and Michael Yon that for some of these older and younger people, crossing is going to be very dangerous because the water was so high due to a flash flood the last few days. But Todd just told you, wait till the dry season comes. If this many will come during the wet season, wait till the dry season. And then he said, watch the homelessness and the crisis this creates for a city coming to you. Final question and comment here, Todd, from you, I meant to ask a while ago was, isn't it interesting that Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, sanctuary cities, I think Illinois is a whole sanctuary state, all of these sanctuary cities, well, they asked for it, and now they're screaming and hollering. Huh. You want to comment?
Well, I mean, just desserts. This is just desserts. I mean, welcome to reality, folks. You just didn't expect that your Democratic Party was going to construct and create an actual crisis that was going to hit you like a tsunami. And you ain't seen nothing yet. All of you have seen nothing yet. You just wait for the next year. You don't need to wait a year. Wait for next month.
Well, you even warned in your congressional testimony this week, you said fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Tell our audience why you said fingers crossed. What were you speaking about?
Well, the title of that hearing was terrorist entry over the southwest border. The highest numbers of people from countries of special interest, you know, national security concern, terrorism, have crossed that border. And all of our screening systems for terrorists are down. They're unviable now because so many people have crossed, and I testified to that effect. And I was talking about the Darien Gap. I mentioned Michael Yon was down there. I told those members, congressmen, and the public about that, and just said, hey, all of our systems are down that kept us safe before up until now on terrorism. So fingers crossed.
Mm. Fingers crossed. Well, Todd, thank you for being with us tonight. We look forward to having you as a keynote speaker at the upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend, along with Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Rebecca Walzer, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, and Colonel John Mills. Right there, folks, one of the keynote speakers, and his timing for his book and his timing for his appearance at our conference couldn't be more perfect, as we're also watching COVID 2.0 being rolled out. Dr. Peter McCullough will be with us. Perfect timing for that. Perfect timing as we're watching what China is doing with Taiwan. Colonel Mills to address that. So much of what our speakers are talking about as we're watching banks having massive liquidity problems, Rebecca Walzer. I mean, providential, the speakers we have at the time we have, all of them experts in their field speaking on specific issues. They're all in a crescendo as we arrive in the Ozarks on Friday night, October 20th. Full details at WVWTVstore.com to get your tickets. In the meantime, get Todd's book, Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And there's his website, ToddBinsman.com. He also writes over at CIS.org, CIS.org. Todd, have a great weekend. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you for magnifying it.
All right, folks, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Before we go, take a look at my screen. A couple big announcements here. You need to remember, we are brought to you by you folks. Hey, you say, I just want to help, Brandon. We're looking for contributions, $5, $10, $15. We're also looking for new people to set up new monthly contributions so we know we have our budget met each and every month. So would you please consider going there and setting up an automatic contribution each and every month, WVWFoundation.com. I stress again, we could put all of this behind a paywall where we say, hey, you didn't catch it live? Sorry, now you got to pay us $20 a month to see it, or $15 a month. Nope, you can go to WorldviewTube.com right now, and every night we put up the clips, the segments of that night's broadcast. So please go to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution, won't you? WVWFoundation.com. Because look, here we are. This is WorldviewTube.com. And there are segments of last night's show with Rebecca Walzer, the doctor that talked to us. This year is going viral. All of the things we did last night, plus all the other shows we sponsor, are there. And they're archived. And when you get to the bottom, it's going to say, click for all TV episodes. And when you go there and you watch all my episodes, all my shows, and all the other shows I produce, it's at, again, worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. I'm paying for all the bandwidth. And how we do that? Your support. Just, again, just keep clicking load more episodes. So, again, you can go to worldviewtube.com, watch all these shows for free, but they're not free for me to produce or to pay for the bandwidth. I got to pay for the bandwidth. So, please, consider going to wvwfoundation.com and become a regular contributor. And then you can also support us by getting things your family needs. Emergency supplies of all kinds. Emergency food, emergency supplies. We need your help, folks, and you need some of these supplies, so we're all helping each other out. That's at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. All right, well, that does this Friday night's broadcast, and Lord willing, I'll be with you on Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time for Worldview Weekend Hour. I've been here on Sunday nights since 2015 as we open the Bible and look at the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview. So join me right here, 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday night, for the Worldview Weekend Hour. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.